Welcome again back to Revival Today. I am Pastor Mark Choate, and today's message is rooted.
I have a word for the body this morning, and even for those that are watching on Facebook. We thank God for all of you that made it into House of God this morning. Give yourselves a hand. Amen. And also, I want to say, those that are online watching this service, I know you're going to be blessed with this word. God has been speaking to my heart because he is really showing me that we are living in a trying time, and God is saying it's the time to be rooted. And to go into scripture that's talking about rooted, I want the church to understand that when something is rooted, it's something that cannot be moved. It's one thing to share or talk about, prophesy, testify about what God is, but it's another thing to be able to stand in the midst of your storm. And God began to show me in my spirit that he says that we must be in a place that's called rooted and fully grounded. So I have some scriptures for you because I'm going to set some things up. Because the reason why we need to be rooted in the things of God is because guess what? God has a work for each one of us. But what's happening is we don't understand how to get about God's business because we're always being uprooted. Those that are watching you and watching your lifestyle need to see something consistent in you so that they can see the God in you and not the mouth in you. But too many times we think that preaching or testifying or prophesying is the things of God. No, people are looking at your life first. That's why it says you got to be an overcomer by the word of your testimony. So when you do talk about the goodness of God, are you then an overcomer? So this is the first scripture I have for you. If you turn with me to John 15, 1 and 8. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. You see the word say he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Say more fruitful. So the Bible says that he said, I'm the vine. See, but he also made it clear that what supposed to go on in the lives of the Christian, we have to understand that there are so many people that are still on the vine and they're rotten. You know why they're rotten? Because they're not in use. So I'm going to talk about this morning because one of the things the devil does, he uproots us because we become unsatisfied. This is why so many marriages break up, because you get into a relationship where, oh, I'm so excited about it, but now you got to go through real life experience living together, and now you got to dwell in not the la-la land, but now you got to learn to be satisfied. You got to learn to actually compromise. And God is saying that the church has lost its ability to understand how to go forward in the things of God. So I'm going to talk about it. So it says here, say, he said, I am the vine. And it says that, guess what? He said, not only I'm the vine, but it says, and my Father is the gardener. So Jesus made it clear. He said, these are the roles we have. Even in the church, there's roles that you have. So right here, he says, my Father is the gardener. And it says, he cuts off every. And it says, so that it will be even more fruitful. You see that word? Even more fruitful. He says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Now, number one, that's Jesus. He said, because I've spoken these words to you and you receive these words, guess what? You're already clean. You see what I'm saying? One of the things the enemy wants to do, he wants you to think that you got to do a bunch of stuff to be okay in the sight of God. He said, once you receive the word, like when it says in the Bible, when it says in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomever believeth in him shall be saved. Now that is right there, this the beginning of a transformation. I need you to know, in order to be rooted in the things of God, guess what? You got to believe in the report of the Lord. And the report of the Lord says that, first of all, I'm going to change you, but then I'm going to establish you. And you got to understand, as I establish you, I got to move some stuff out of your life. And so this is what he began to say. He says, I'm going to root you. I'm going to establish you. I know that this morning we had a great time in praise, but now it's time to receive a word. Give God some praise. Now, Jesus began to go about and he began to teach all over the place and everywhere he went. And this is what Jesus noted. And I need you to see this because I'm going somewhere with this word. It says, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. So Jesus went and he began to preach in the synagogues and also abroad. And then he said here, it says teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. See the kingdom? The gospel of the kingdom. Say the gospel of the kingdom. Not gospel of politics. Not gospel of what we feel and what we believe. The gospel of the kingdom. I need everyone to get this understanding. Because God wants you to be rooted. Rooted means that whatever season comes, you have to be so rooted that you can withstand and you can still be in place. Don't you know that the devil is trying to con the people of God because he wants us to get our mind off of the focus of the reward that's coming and look at the things around us and not see that God is still with you? See, so right here, this is what Jesus said. He was looking around and he began to teach in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And he began to, and it says, and healing every sick and every disease among the people. But this is what Jesus noticed. It says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them. Say, moved with compassion. Uh-oh. He said Jesus did not go around and look for who wasn't looking like him or wasn't doing like him. No, he said, I see a crowd and I have compassion. I need you to know this is what the church has to be about. The spirit of compassion and peace so that we understand that we represent the true nature of Christ. The true nature of Christ is not the things that are going around in this land today. The true nature of Christ is about keeping you rooted so that you can stand against the enemy in your personal battle. Reason why I'm telling you this is that because the Bible says that only God can bring you through. No man on earth can bring you where you need to go in the spiritual. So it doesn't matter about the politics. It matters about the Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, it matters about the Jesus. Because Jesus is the one that saved me. He's the one that made me. He's the one that's there for me. I need you to know this, church. Because there is things going on and the devil's trying to uproot the people of God that truly have a heart of righteousness. You know why the devil's going to do it? Because he's trying to move those that have authority. Someone say authority. Those that can make change, those that can actually prune. So Jesus already said, I'm the Father. I'm going to also give you increase. Right here in the next it says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Now this is what Jesus seen. This is why when people say, well, I don't need to go to church. I just go online. I just watch church. The Bible says that Jesus looked upon the multitude and he seen that they were scattered. What do you mean by scattered? Guess what? They were running around with their own word. And Jesus said they need a shepherd. So he turned around to his disciples. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So pray ye to the Lord of harvest that he bring forth more laborers unto the harvest. The reason why we are getting so rotten in our own flesh is because we don't see that God has a work for you. Listen, a fruit that is on the vine is supposed to be eaten. If it doesn't get eaten, it rots and then it's gone. It's lost its purpose. The church has lost its purpose because it's rotten, because it's been on a vine doing nothing. You don't come to church just to be here. No, you're supposed to be disciples of Christ that is teaching somebody how to grow and go on in the things of God. But then, as you notice, Jesus was looking at the crowd and he had compassion. First of all, he was healing, he was blessing, he was sowing into everyone's life. It didn't say he was picking and choosing. No, he was touching everyone. And then he began to say, I have compassion. He could have said, I'm the Son of God. Hey, you don't need no preachers, you don't need no teacher, you don't need no church. But instead, he said, there's sheep that are scattered. I'm talking about being rooted, church. I'm trying to show you how to stop being moved about to and fro everywhere because of something that comes down the line, because of politics that come down the line, because of family members that come down the line. I'm trying to show you how to be an overcomer. Too many times we preach for a season and then we're gone for the rest of the time. And those that were watching you are saying, where is my leader? This has happened in every household, every family. Don't you know you're the prophet, priest, and king over your house? You're the priest. So you're supposed to be consistent in the things of God. You're supposed to be rooted. Jesus was talking to the disciples, and he said to the disciples, the harvest is truly plenty. So he said, guess what? I'm looking out here, and I'm seeing this multitude of people, and they're scattered. See, if you look in society today, everyone wants the mega experience, the mega church experience. Jesus began to say that this big pool of people, yes, somebody organized it because they all came and because they heard about Jesus. Guess what? They didn't have no TV message. Think about it. They had to get it by word of mouth. Is that right? They didn't go on TV and say, by the way, T.D. Jakes is going to be in town next week. Joel Osteen's going to be in town next week. And everyone comes in droves because they're going after the man. But everybody heard about Jesus, and so they had to keep in tune with him because they didn't have the mail. They didn't have a TV. They didn't have, you see what I'm saying? They didn't have the internet or our phones. So Jesus looked on them and said, they're scattered. So he turned to the disciples and said, guess what? You have a job to do. He said, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. I'm talking about the laborers right now. Everybody wants a council coach, somebody that can be their partner. I need somebody to be my partner. I need somebody. No, you need to now learn how to grow up and become a disciple and win somebody. Because you've been on the vine for so long, you're not teaching one another how to be self-sufficient. I was listening to T.D. Jakes, and he was saying that he was tired of hearing about everybody wanted a coach, life coach, or what's the term now? Or the other term they use more on the spiritual side, I need a spiritual partner or a mentor. And he began to say that we have to understand that too long we're being mentored too long. We're not rooted. Because the rooting comes when you become firmly planted. It becomes when you're not looking for something to hold you up, but yet you understand where your source comes from. I need you to see this. The reason why the prophets had a lot of word during the time before Christ was because, guess what? Christ has not arrived. But when Christ came, guess what? We were all supposed to be listeners. We're supposed to be able to get to the word for ourselves. But Jesus said, but then he said, you still need to be shepherd. That's why he said that right here, they were scattered like sheep having no shepherd. So Jesus started that. So when you say, well, I don't need to go to church. I don't need to be in a place where I'm accountable. No, no, no. This is where God is trying to teach us how to be rooted. How many of you want to be rooted? That means you want to stop being pushed around. I believe that the church needs to stop being pushed around. And also the church needs to stop bullying. I want you to know, I want you to see what Jesus looked like. Jesus didn't look on the crowd and try to single out who was the sinner and who sinned the most. Uh-oh. He just came with a message that says, I'm here to do the work of my Father. So he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here and now. All you have to do is receive me into your life and you shall be born again. You got to understand that what's going on in the land today, you got wicked people in powerful positions, and they only manipulate the church with a few things, few good words. I need you to know the only one you follow is Christ. Someone say Christ. Because every leader, every country has their beliefs. That's why you need the one and only Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next scripture. 1 Corinthians 15. Therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Turn to somebody, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I'm going to show you why. It says in Romans 8, it says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. All right, see, the reason why you won't be rooted anymore and move, because you're going to know who's your daddy. You're going to know who you are. Do you understand that when someone like, look at in England, where you have Prince Harry and Diana's kids. What's the other one? William. They don't ask every day who's their daddy. They know, so they're rooted. They know who they are. That's why the scripture is saying that the Spirit itself will bear witness to the Spirit, that to the children of God, that your ears, that means you've been born into righteousness. You don't have to every week to get on your knees and be crying like crazy and acting like God ain't hearing you. No, he hears you. He just wants to know, are you done yet? And what I mean by, are you done yet? Are you done doing your own thing? And are you ready to be led so that you can be rooted? Let's look at that next part. So it says here, and it says, and if children, then ears of God and joint ears with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So already he's explaining that all of our complaints, I know you're going through some stuff, but he's talking about getting a reward. So let's see this here. The next scripture I had, because I want to make sure you see this, is James 1:12. It said, blessed is a man who remains steadfast under trials. Say under trials. For when he has stood a test, he will receive a crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Say love him. See, the thing is that too many times we built our relationship off emotions. I got to hear something. Every day you want to hear. Jesus wants to know, are you ready to do his will? Because you're rotting on the vine, because you're sitting in the sanctuary, in the synagogue, and you don't have no mission in life, because we don't know that God has already told you, I've given you a word, so live it so somebody will receive from you. Now, one thing about when you become a disciple means follower. So that means somebody's going to follow you. Now, you're supposed to bring them into the house of God so that they can be shepherds. You see, there's the difference. What we do is we try to get our own little church. Now, I had about 15 brothers always coming to me, calling me. And guess what? I did prayer every Tuesday night in my basement. Now, I could have started right then and said, well, I'm going to have my own church. I'm just going to do it now. I could have took them and did my own thing. No, I brought them to church and I left them with Bishop. The harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. There's somebody that's going to want to get to know you and want to get some word from you, and you don't have time for. And then later on, all of a sudden, you begin to cry out to God and say, Lord, I don't know why I don't feel spiritually inspired. Because you are not being eaten from. You were birthed and you had a calling and God had a purpose for you. And instead, what we do is we get scattered because we get a word and we run off, but we don't stay where we're rooted. And then when we get where we need to be, guess what we do? We do nothing. And this is what's going on in the house of God, is that he has a work for you. You're going to feel fulfilled when you serve the purpose that God has for you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the word that you just heard. Are you rooted? Well, what God wants to do is fill the purpose in our life. We want to invite you to come down to 1850 Elm Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. If you're ever in the New Hampshire area, come and visit us. Also, we would like you to come to our Sunday morning services that start at 10 a.m. If you'd like to know more about us, go online, go to houseofpraisenep.org, and you can find us on Facebook, you can find the podcast, you can even find my downloadable single. All right, hope to hear from you soon. Bless you. Hope to see you next week.